Welcome to From Willingness to Wellness, a faith-infused podcast for the willing heart, mind, soul, and body. I am Debbie Robertson, Debbie with an I, also referred to as Coach Debbie. With a focus on health gained by weight loss, I desire to inspire and influence you to live a happier, healthier, more fulfilled life. Now on to today's chat. Welcome back. It's another episode with Coach Debbie, Debbie Robertson of From Willingness to Wellness. Today, I want to talk to you about perseverance. I'm going to begin with a scripture, Romans 5, 3 and 4. It says, "And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope." The ultimate result of what comes out of tribulations is an earnest expectation for an end result, for what we need, for our goals, for our dreams, especially when it comes to what we're talking about as far as health gain and weight loss. We're going to have tribulations. But what does that do? It produces perseverance and character and hope as that ultimate. I want to give you the definition of the word perseverance. Perseverance means continued effort to do or achieve something despite difficulties, failure, or opposition. You know, think about that in relation to our scripture. Those tribulations, those are difficulties, failures, or oppositions. But we have perseverance, and those tribulations produce that. It produces a continued effort to do or achieve something despite that. Perseverance means movement, regardless. It means moving forward. If you are persevering and you are pushing through those difficulties, those tribulations, you are moving. And that's what we want. Movement is progress. Now, oftentimes, we want to give up on something when we feel that we aren't doing it well enough. We're not doing it perfectly. And, you know, we just like, I just want to quit. I just want to give up because it's not good enough in our thoughts, in our minds, in our opinions. Perfect. Perfect. What does that mean? Well, actually, perfect means mature. It means growth. We have to perfect by growing, by maturing in areas. It comes down to either stopping in our tracks with nothing accomplished or moving forward with perseverance, even if it's sloppy and not perfect. That's why the topic of this particular episode is perseverance over perfection. We need to continue to move forward. We need progress. That's where perseverance comes in, even if it's not perfect, because we are perfecting, we are growing, we are maturing in those areas. But if we just stop and give up and not persevere, we get nowhere. There's nothing good that comes out of it. So I encourage you today to think about that. Do your own study on the words perseverance and perfection. Find out what they mean. Perfection is not meaning that if it's not good enough, you don't do it. That's what perseverance produces. It produces character. How do we develop our character? By continuing, by growing. And then what does that character produce according to Romans 5? Hope. That earnest expectancy for the end result. I don't know who needs to hear this today, but let me encourage you with perseverance over perfection. Remember, movement is progress, and perseverance is movement. And as you know, you can do anything if you are willing. Thank you for listening to today's message. My hope is that you will take what you've heard and apply it to your own life. It begins with the willingness to take action towards positive change and transformation. But I'm here to tell you, you can do anything if you are willing. Be sure to subscribe and listen to From Willingness to Wellness for future inspiring as well as practical messages. For more information and to receive your free gift from me by subscribing to my newsletter, visit my website at forthewilling.com. That's the number 4, thewilling.com.